Sources tell CBS News that the Pentagon's inspector general found that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth put U.S. service members at risk by sharing sensitive details of an active bombing mission. This past spring, Hegseth sent detailed plans about airstrikes in Yemen to top national security officials on Signal, including the times F-18s would launch and when the first bombs will definitely drop. Hegseth vehemently denied any disclosure of classified information at the time.
Nobody was texting war plans, and that's all I have to say about that.
The messages were originally published by journalist Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic, who was accidentally included in the group chat.
I'm getting on my phone, sitting in a supermarket parking lot, a plan from the Secretary of Defense about an attack that's coming up in 2 hours.
Hegseth responded by attacking Goldberg.
You're talking about a deceitful and highly discredited so-called journalist.
But the inspector general, sources say, found that Hegseth violated official Department of Defense policy when he used his personal device to send information labeled secret.
Now, Charlie, some revealing old footage of Secretary Hegseth has been revealed. What are we learning about that?
Yeah, so we know that Secretary Hegseth launched an investigation into Senator Mark Kelly last week after he appeared in a video urging service members not to follow illegal orders. Hegseth called it despicable and reckless. But in 2016, speaking at a conservative forum, then Fox News host Pete Hegseth had a different view.
If you're doing something that is just completely unlawful and ruthless, then there is a consequence for that. That's why the military said it won't follow unlawful orders from their commander-in-chief.